It's Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we're less than 2 weeks away from Election Day. We'll take a look at the polling numbers with Harry Enten from 538.com.
First, The Nation magazine reported yesterday that a Green Bay city clerk raised concerns about opening an early voting site on the UW-Green Bay campus because she heard that students favor Democrats. The clerk shared her concerns via email, which one Wisconsin institute got through an open records request.
The controversy has raised questions about the role of clerks in voting and in early voting. Reed Magny is with us now to talk about the role of clerks in our elections. He's the public information officer for the Wisconsin Elections Commission and the Wisconsin Ethics Commission. Reed, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm not sure how specific you can get with this case in Green Bay, but talk about some of the issues that people have been raising when it comes to opening up early voting sites there.
So the judge in the One Wisconsin Institute case in late July issued an order that struck down a number of election laws, and one of those had to do with restrictions on where early voting could take place. Prior to the judge's decision, it either had to happen in the clerk's office or at one alternate location. The judge said it could happen at multiple locations. And so it was really, though, left it up to clerks to decide, do they want to have any alternate locations? If they do, where do they put them? And there were also questions left up to the clerks when to start early voting. Previously, it would have started on October 24th and been just 2 weeks before the election. Under the judge's order, it could start as soon as ballots became available, and some places started it in late September. Other places, like La Crosse, I believe, started it on October 17th. It varied from place to place, and it really left it up to the municipal clerks.
Yeah, there are fewer limitations on early voting, but there's no requirement that a clerk opens up alternate early voting stations. Is that right?
That's correct. It really depends upon, you know, the clerk. Do they have a budget for it? Again, this is a court decision that came out in late July. Most clerks don't have a budget to staff up separate locations. The city of Madison made the decision to do that. Milwaukee's Election Commission decided to do that in certain places as well. But again, it's really up to the individual clerk to decide where to put it.
And are there guidelines at the state level to help clerks make the decision as to whether or not they should open up a voting station? In this case, in an email that came out, the clerk cited a concern that this might be a Democratic stronghold that wanted this early voting station, but also resources, staffing, security, things like that. Are those things actually enumerated anywhere?
The state law about alternate absentee sites. So again, the law says you can have one site, and it doesn't have to be at the clerk's office. In choosing that site, you can't necessarily choose a place that would give an advantage to one political party or another. And I think the clerk was asking, maybe somewhat inartfully, I think that, you know, more students may vote Democratic out there. Is that an issue given what the state law says? And what we told her is that you can look at a number of different factors. And our understanding is that the city of Green Bay studied, you know, where they might want to have alternate locations if they were going to have them. But ultimately, they came down and decided we're not going to have any. We're just going to do it at the clerk's office.
We're talking to Reed Magny from the Wisconsin Elections Commission and Wisconsin Ethics Commission. He's the public information officer for both of those entities, the replacements for the old Government Accountability Board. Reed, are clerks, municipal clerks, kind of scrambling here, given that laws have come and gone? And in some cases, as you mentioned, over the last few months, there's over 1,800 of these municipalities in the state. What's the state of affairs as we approach Election Day?
You know, Wisconsin's clerks are really diligent people. They work hard. And, you know, we have a variety of different clerks. We have people who are full-time clerks, and then we have people in smaller rural areas who do the job. You know, it's a second job. They may work in town at a store, at an office, and then their second job is, you know, taking the minutes at the town board meetings and running elections. And if you have to vote early, you don't go to the town hall to do it. You might go into the clerk's house and sit at her kitchen table. So we have a wide variety of clerks, and 1,854 of them, and we have turnover. So there's always some challenges in communicating changes in election law, but they take it very seriously. We provide a lot of training for them, so that's the situation.
What kind of support do those clerks get from the Wisconsin Elections Commission?
We provide a great deal of training. We provide webinars about all sorts of different topics, about how to set up your polling places, how to handle absentee ballot requests, how to do, you know, any number of different things they need to know for the upcoming election. If they can't log on to that webinar when it's happening, they can go back and look at it later at their leisure. We provide a lot of different manuals. Our staff goes out to clerk meetings around the state and provides in-person presentations as well.
The big show, of course, is on Election Day itself, but Reed, from what you've seen, when it comes to early voting, are things working pretty smoothly?
So far, so good. We've had, overall, there's been 386,000 absentee ballots either sent out or voted in the clerk's office. Of that 386,000, 327,000 have been returned, and there are about 232,000 ballots that have actually been voted in person at the clerk's office. Those are pretty good numbers, and unfortunately, we can't really compare them to 2012 or 2008 because we weren't voting that early back then, and we don't have the ability to look at snapshots like this from back then.
Speaking of snapshots, Reed, as somebody who works in elections, I'm sure you follow very closely pop singer Justin Timberlake. He took a selfie, this is in the news, at a voting booth in Tennessee, so a picture of himself with the ballot. I understand laws are different from state to state. What is the case here in Wisconsin?
Rob, that was quite a segue. The law in Wisconsin is that it's illegal for you to show your voted ballot to another person. And the reason we have that law is to prevent people from getting paid for voting a certain way. You wouldn't bribe someone or pay someone to vote a certain way unless they could prove how they had voted, or at least it would be sort of a dumb thing to do. So the law says you can't show your voted ballot to another person. It doesn't say that you can't take a picture of it, but we certainly discourage people from posting pictures of their voted ballots to social media. It happens, you know, every election we get some complaints about it, we hear about it. I'm not aware of anyone who has ever been prosecuted for doing it, but you can bet that there might be a complaint filed with a district attorney or a police department if you do it. So we encourage people not to do that.
So I could take a picture of myself at the vote here sign with a blank ballot, but not that completed ballot. I should not be sharing that with anyone.
Right, and I'm not sure how you'd have a blank ballot outside the polling place, but yeah.
Oh, right, inside, yeah.
Right, and the other thing, though, is that a couple of states have actually passed laws against taking a picture of your ballot, and two different federal courts have found those to be unconstitutional because they violate the First Amendment. And Wisconsin's law itself has not been tested in the courts, but we generally advise people, don't do it.
All right. Great advice, Reed. Thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome.
That's Reed Magny, Public Information Officer for the Wisconsin Elections Commission and the Wisconsin Ethics Commission, joins us to talk about the role of clerks in voting and early voting here in Wisconsin.